The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, it's the star. Friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like life. Oh, it's better with you. My life, oh, it's better with you. This is true.
Casey, I have your water, Casey. Just run up and I'll toss it to you, Casey. Casey emailed and said that they were thirsty and would like a water. No one's ever thought to do that before. We've never really specified that we don't take orders on the show.
I'm going to specify it now.
Here's the it's also kind of a one-time only thing.
That's the
soup can be, never again.
I made some hamburgers back there, guys.
Hey, guy.
No one showed up.
Don't let my fiddle faddle go to waste. This is homemade fiddle faddle. Is Griffin in cosplay?
No, we have to say our name. You haven't done
my name part. My name is Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleist brother, Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Hello. Hey, just to workshop something real quick, just to check with you all. When our dad comes out here and says, we love this city, do you feel anything at all? Do you feel anything at all when he comes out? It doesn't even say Portland. If he says, we love this city, do you believe him?
I'm going to make Dad start carrying a guitar so I can write the name of the town on the back of the guitar.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Dad start being honest about the cities he's in where it's like, we think this town is fine.
Start saying that some of them are stinkers.
Yeah, or it means nothing. Like, if you say you love all your sons equally, there's no way.
No way.
I know them. I know myself. There's just no way we're all the same cup of tea.
I had a fun interaction on the show floor today. Real quick, I want to mention with Dan Parent, who's an artist who's worked on Archie and a lot of Archie-adjacent material for a long time. Sid's a huge Archie's fan.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get a commission of Sid, and I was so nervous because that's not really the kind of thing
you do.
I do.
Yeah. Like, talking to people.
So I was
Did you look around to see if I was nearby and you could make me do it?
Well, it's just like, it's because his attention was anywhere else, which is fair. He shouldn't just be staring off into the middle distance waiting for me to approach. That's fine. I understand. But I
That's Travis's secret. He assumes everyone's just waiting for him to approach.
Right. And he did have a sign. I kept telling myself, like, he wouldn't have a sign up if he didn't want you to ask. It wouldn't have prices on it and everything if he thought I would be rude for asking.
Yeah.
So finally worked up the courage. Waited until he would looked out in the middle distance for a second.
And you waited until, like, the quarter ran out on the previous person so you could put a quarter in?
And then I said, and then he said, oh, hi. And I said, I would like a commission. And he said,
listen, boss, I sold a lot of Chevys this month.
And then he said, very, very fair, what would you like? Draw. And then I said again, because I wasn't expecting a follow-up, I said, I'd like you to draw my wife.
Like now, one of your Riverdale girls.
Now,
to my credit.
You will pay me $1 million to draw my wife.
Now, to my credit, to his credit, he was very cool about this. And he, I got my phone and I said, this picture. And he said, I'm actually not doing any like personalized caricatures. Those take much longer on the show floor. And in my head, I thought, you fucked it up. I can't believe you fucked even this up. And I said, that's no problem. I'll take a different picture.
Yeah.
And then he said, of who? And I said, Betty Cooper, please. Because again, I was just flailing. And then he said, okay. And he said, when did you like it? And then there was a long silence.
When would you like it?
When would you like to come back to pick it up? Another utterly fair question that I fuck. A week? 5 minutes? What's the normal time that people give you to do a picture of Betty Cooper they didn't know they wanted until now?
Did the phrase, I'll wait?
I'll wait right here, Dan Parent. Don't mind me. I'll be 8 feet away, just waiting. But he was, I just want to say he was so super nice, and I managed to get through the entire thing eventually. And at some point tomorrow that I didn't want to get too specific about,
yeah,
I will swing back by, Dan, and I will get that picture of Betty Cooper from you. And thanks for being very nice to me if you're out there. If you walk by Dan, thanks for being cool.
It would be wild if he was here right now and didn't want to draw Sydney for you. He's like, I'm a big fan of your work, to a point.
Yeah. He said that he didn't want to. He would love to. He just didn't have time on the con floor.
Oh, think how embarrassed he is. Well, did he say, you, no, he's huge, my brother,
I'm
going to
have him do, I already thought about it. I'm going to have him do a family portrait of the four of us that I can hang over the mantle like a classy guy.
Oh, you don't mean the three of us and him.
I also thought that's what you were saying. I believe it was Van Gogh who did custom family portraits with him fucking in them also.
I forget sometimes we are also a family. My real family. Like my family. The family ones.
Yeah.
The ones you don't have to pay me to talk to.
Oh, man.
Okay. This is still an advice show.
Yes. Thank you all so much for being here. This is such a gigonzo crowd. It's outrageous.
I'm going to do my best to remember that there are human beings over there.
Yeah,
you're and way over
oh,
there, too.
Hey, how's it going? Hey!
What's up?
That's a dog
How's it
pound.
Going?
What's what up,
it's
dog
It's nice
pound?
To see you. I'm going to try to give you as much show as I can, okay? Don't worry about it.
Now, listen, folks, before we get started, I just want to say something real quick. Sometimes this show can get a little silly, a little puerile, a little childish.
This is going to be a bit, isn't
it? And I just thought we could start the show by injecting a little bit of culture into it.
Because, no.
Do it.
It's this, honestly, Travis, it's the fucking stinger that's the worst part of this bit.
So, let's do some work of fart. As you all know,
you've done this bit enough that you could have found a higher quality, higher res fart sound effect.
At any time.
That's Griffin, you don't understand art.
It sounds like a fart sound clip from the Sega Genesis game Revolution X. Like it sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like if I was talking about like Hamlet and you're like, you think by now you'd find a new
I want fully lossless fart audio, please. Thank you.
4K, I don't know what the audio 4K, equivalent yeah. is. All right, so I'm going to give you the description of a classic work, and you guys give me the title. Are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Yeah, man.
Okay. An ordinary man, and please let me finish before you guess.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I worked hard on these.
Backstage, I saw you.
Shut up. An ordinary man.
I wasn't expecting you guys to be funny for a sec.
You always got to expect it, baby. An ordinary man is stranded alone on a desert island and must learn to survive while sporting a boner that just won't quit.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's Castaway, but what sounds like a boner there?
This classic work.
Oh, then
Tom Hanks's Castaway.
Read it again.
An ordinary man is stranded alone on a desert island and must learn to survive while sporting a boner that just won't quit.
Is
it Robinson Blue Balls?
No, I'm sorry, Justin.
Throbinson Crusoe?
There it is! Throbinson Crusoe. Thank you, Griffin.
Throbinson Crusoe.
Fuck, I hate how good I am at this game!
A man decides to murder his roommate, but becomes increasingly paranoid when he can still hear his colon beneath the floorboards.
Telltale fart.
Ooh.
Judges.
Telltale
fart.
It's a tie. It's a tie.
Yeah,
it has to be a tie.
That's a point for each.
Okay.
That's 2-1.
Can we just get no points?
Yeah, let's do no points. Does that feel better to you?
Have no points.
Okay. Salesman Gregor wakes up to find that he has turned into a giant bug that can't stop urinating.
The metamorphopus.
Metamorphopus.
Griffin got there first.
He didn't.
I did say metamorphopus, which...
He said metamorphopus, and unless it's metamorphopus...
I said Mighty Morphin Piss.
Mighty Morphin Piss and Rangers. Okay, I'm going to give it to Justin then, because it's not metamorphopus. So that's 1-1.
Metamorphorpus is the one where he turns into a beautiful dolphin.
On land, though, so there's some issues.
And he's, like, cool with it.
I mean, breathes air.
Yeah.
It makes more sense for the dolphin to be on land, really.
Sure.
What's it doing in the water? Get out of there. This is the last one. It's 1-1. This Louisa May Alcott novel follows the March sisters, Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy, as they age from pooping children to pooping adults.
Shittle Women.
It is Shittle Women!
Yes! Griffin, you're profoundly flawed. You're a flawed person.
I came up with it, Griffin, but you just knew them.
The faster I get them right, the quicker we get through Work of Fart is sort of my...
Just
it's sort of like
stakes,
Winston Churchill said, when you're going through hell, keep going.
He was talking about Work of Fart.
I think he was.
When I was a kid, I accrued a massive collection of squished pennies from Disneyland and Disney World. Pennies that have been mushed through a machine and imprinted with a Disney character. Yeah.
Squished. Yeah, look at us.
We all know squished pennies, right? All right.
Might I say, also, a timeless thing that my children now, who have access to YouTube, are still interested in squishing pennies.
Yeah, man.
It's amazing. We love
Universal.
We love destroying currency. I had forgotten about them until I just moved back to Portland and my parents forced me to go through my keepsakes. I think it's possible that these might be valuable and I want to sell them. Do I hold on to them longer to add value? Do I post each squish penny individually on eBay, Facebook, Marketplace? Also, I have some Beanie Babies. Do they have to be in the packaging for them to be valuable? How do I maximize my fun and profit, presumably, with these pennies and babies? That's from Pennifel in Portland. So, I want to return to the first part, but I'd love to know about the second a lot. Because it's interesting that you're like, I don't want to Google this. I'm already typing to these guys. I'll see if they know before I type it twice into Google. I'll just toss it on at the end. It's not relevant to what I was asking about. But
at the same time, I think you know. Because you wouldn't have lumped Beanie Babies in there also.
As the second half of the question.
As the second half of the question, if you didn't know that the thing in the first half also did not have any value financially or fungibly whatsoever either.
It also says something in your Beanie Baby confidence that was the PS to squished pennies.
Yeah.
That you're like, I'm definitely going to sell the squished pennies. Should I also do the Beanie Babies?
I think squished pennies, each one of those, is a crime. And you cannot put evidence of a crime on eBay.
Yeah.
That's also a crime. You can't put crime evidence on eBay.
You got to sell them on the dark web.
Yeah, you got to go to the Silk Road to sell your frigging Splash Mountain squished penny. It's a collector's item, man. They shut the ride down.
I used to think...
I saw a news story after they shut Splash Mountain down that said... They still haven't shut down the Splash Mountain coin machine, everybody. There's a line out the door. And I thought, what the fuck is wrong with them? They could have gotten that penny any time in the last 20 damn years. And just now, because the ride shows down?
It says a lot. Hey, think if you take one thing away from this show, you never know when they're going to take away that squish penny machine. So what's your squish penny machine?
Yeah.
Maybe it's that coworker who you've been meaning to ask out. Maybe that's your squish penny.
Yeah, geez. Yeah, push for that, Trav.
No, wait.
Push for that harder.
Maybe it's that art school degree. That's better, right?
That's way better, my man. I used to think the squish...
Well, they're both crimes, is what I was going
the
for.
The squished penny machine used to... You had to put a penny in it to be squished. And also, you would put some quarters in to pay for, I guess, the labor now, of the squishing.
That's paying the penny's crossing of the River Styx.
But I did used to think, though, that it was squishing the quarters in there, too, to create some sort of super alloy.
The quarters are what smushes the penny. Is you put them between the quarters and they bully the penny.
I thought it would be a squished penny with ribbons of quarter sort of streaking through it.
I used to feel bad for those pennies, but that just seems about the best fate they can hope for these days, huh?
Yeah.
Not all, they should be. Someone hates pennies. Thank you for laughing so hard. I hate them too, man. I think that it's the only time anybody really interacts with pennies. Like, don't you love when kids are like, do you have any pennies for this machine? Like, what am I, like a bartender in the 1820s? What am I going to do with a penny? A penny?
Can I Venmo a penny into the machine?
Would you like a hay farthing? Like, what's wrong with you?
A penny.
No, do 5 more minutes about pennies.
Yeah,
okay,
dude.
Here's the thing. The only reason we haven't gotten rid of them is because the minerals that they're made out of have a valuable say in the government. See, pennies... I work at
Here's the challenge. You can't finish a sentence during this entire rant.
I'm moving on.
The chemicals inside of them. You see,
and
when they press the pennies, they're so heavy, and when you...
And they curl kind of sometimes. A lot of people think we're on the gold standard, but they're wrong. We're not...
It's Illinois' fault, really.
The only things I know about the government are the things I remember from West Wing.
Yeah.
All right? So if it wasn't covered in a West Wing episode, I don't really know about it.
How about another question?
I work at a human tissue library, which entails many types of preservation methods.
That was an interesting reaction from the crowd.
Almost an incredulousness.
One of these again.
Which entails...
This old snake oil.
Many types of preservation methods, one of which is liquid nitrogen. I always wanted to do fun experiments with liquid nitrogen at home. Should I steal some? Just a little bit?
A little bit.
That's from Frozen in Rose City.
Are you here? Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
I think the only thing that off-puts me hearing it out loud about the human tissue library is the library part. Because I assume it's not like a library that I'm thinking of, that you could go in and be like, hi, I want to check out this slice of peat today.
Can I have...
Do you have any Susan I could peruse? To take home, I'll bring it back.
I have to think, if I was the boss at the human tissue factory, and I...
Not factory.
And I heard...
Not factory.
If I was the foreman at the human tissue factory, and someone came to me and said, sir, one of our employees has been stealing. And my first reaction would be like, oh, fuck. But then if you were like... liquid nitrogen, I'd be like, well, that's not so bad.
Lead with that.
Way, way worse stuff you can steal at the human tissue factory, I bet.
Why did you pause so long?
I was already...
One of the brains. Fuck.
Fuck, one of the good ones? One of the ones we was going to use for something else?
I was all ready to enable you in this question, but when you said just a little bit, I got more concerned and less likely to want to trust you with this because the idea that you would ask just a little bit lets me know you shouldn't have a lot. You need to limit your own amount for your own sake and the sake of your friends and family.
Yeah. I think it's 1 ounce of liquid nitrogen and it's just a misdemeanor at that point.
I do think it's important to qualify because, like, if someone said they've been stealing from our business and I was like, throw them to jail, and they're like, they took 55 cents. I'd be like, oh, that's fine. That's
how much
okay.
does liquid nitrogen cost? We don't know. Can you replace it with solid or gaseous nitrogen and instead just do a quick swap one for one? Technically, there's gaseous nitrogen everywhere, so this is barely even a crime if you think about it.
Good point.
Or, you replace liquid nitrogen, I can give you hydrogen and oxygen in the same liquid.
Just return
right
it
now.
In a different state. Then yeah. It's not theft.
I'm pretty sure it's in the air, right? It's in there, right? Guys, is there nitrogen in the air?
I think there's more of that than oxygen, believe it or not.
Is that true? There you go.
That's so fucked up, man.
And another thing about the government and the way they control our nitrogen. Who's your boss to tell you it's not yours? That's part of Mother Earth, man. Take it back.
I didn't know they used it for stuff other than experiments. So that is very interesting.
You use
to
it
me.
To make weird food and stuff.
I only know about it from Mr. Wizard and stuff, so I assume it's just a Mr. Wizard type thing.
Yeah.
So I saw it at COSI, where they'll put a hot dog in there and then smash it. That's hilarious.
They do. I've mostly seen liquid nitrogen used to shatter things that shouldn't be shattered.
That's the main thing I know about it, for there, sure.
I would say between COSI and CSI, which is close to COSI if you think about it, just take the O out of there.
Yeah, sure.
Is I spent a lot of my younger years terrified that I would someday have it spilled on me and shattered, like Boris from GoldenEye.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Sure.
That's very fair. You know, it's like when you get the dry ice in the shipment and it says all over the dry ice, don't touch this. Throw it away right away. And yeah. I'm like, no.
Or am I?
I'm going to need to pretend to be a witch real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I don't know if you see how fun this stuff is, but I got a laser pointer, so I think I'm actually going to good right now play with
I'm going to turn my toilet into a spooky cauldron.
So, yeah, I think I definitely will. You don't want me to waste this, do you?
But then I think your toilet explodes. You're like, damn. Dang. They should put a fucking warning on this.
Spell went wrong. I don't know what to tell you.
That would be that, man. I don't want to explain that to a plumber. I super don't. Like, yeah, so it was, you ever pretend to be a wizard?
How much toilet magic do you deal with in your...
These darn kids. I got to talk to them about this.
I saw on your Angie's list that you've worked with toilet magic in the past.
And you won't talk to other plumbers if a client does something very bad or wrong.
It said on your Angie's.
Promise plumber client confidentiality.
It said you were very discreet. I need a discreet plumber experience with toilet magic.
And you're from another state, right? You don't know anyone I know? Perfect.
I am currently at a sushi conveyor belt place, and I just fell over and ate shit while walking to my seat. I'm in heels, and it was very slippy. The waiter seated me, solo diner, opposite two women. They're about my age and absolutely saw me eat shit, and every time a waiter interacts with me, they stop talking and look at me. Is there any way to make this less awkward? Am I meant to say something, or should I keep... looking down at my phone and pretending they don't exist. That's from Bothered in Birmingham. Okay, so you got to acknowledge that you
first
eat shit.
Get up off the floor, then yes. Come to the show.
You have to acknowledge that you ate shit immediately, because if in 20 minutes you're like, God, do you guys remember when I ate shit earlier? That was so fucked up. I just fell right over.
Yeah. I can't eat any of this delicious sushi. I already ate shit.
If I did that, not a joke, I would stand up and
walk right out of the restaurant. Right I would out. Sit down on the
not
conveyor
to
belt.
Be. Not to be today. Not to be.
I would sit on the conveyor belt and let it take me back into the parking lot.
Here's what I would actually do. Now that I think about it, I would continue my journey up to the front. I would look at it for 7 seconds and go, meh, and then turn around and leave.
Yeah. It costs how much? No,
this is too expensive for me, a falling guy.
I don't eat at a place with slippery floors.
Who does?
I know enough about myself to know that if this happened to me, I would be less embarrassed about eating shit than I would be whatever weird, whimsical noise my body would make come out of my mouth.
Yeah, sure.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whatever noise that my brain goes, I know how to make this less awkward, will make a noise that acknowledges we didn't intend to do this.
Yeah.
But how can we do it, brain? I know. Make the noise whimsical and nonsensical. Maybe a, whoa!
I mean, there's another way to go with this. And it's as you fall, go like, oh, no,
not again.
So that everyone sees you and you look just while these two people are talking and just trying to have a quiet meal together while a stranger has been sat across from them for reasons beyond my comprehension.
I assume the conveyor belt's in between, that you're not sat at the same table.
That's what it sounded like, but we don't really know what the layout of this was.
The waiter was like, I was going to seat you by yourself, but I think you need some company right now.
I would stand up and immediately piss my pants. Immediately. No hesitation.
Why? To
stand
what
up,
end?
Solidarity. Now it's the both of us here.
Oh,
now
you're
we're
okay.
Both here.
You're not
they
saying.
They fall over. I saying, stand up okay. And I'm like, do you hear the beep? And I piss my pants.
I thought you were saying if you fell down in a sushi restaurant, no. You would then stand up.
I'm saying if you see,
as long as I'm doing this thing.
If you see another family member in God's love across the room fall over, yeah. You got to piss your pants right then. And then somebody else should like empty out their pockets and a bunch of stuff they're embarrassed of falls out. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
we should
it's
all
beautiful.
Make
it would work. If you, what if you ate shit?
Yeah.
And then you pointed at anyone else in there and said, like, and you didn't catch me. We yeah. were filming this whole time.
I'm John Quinones.
Get yeah. out of here. Could you go around to everyone in the restaurant? Just, hey, it's a wet floor. Over there.
It's a wet floor.
I don't know if you noticed, so we have a slight wet floor.
And I'm so sorry for falling down. I'm normally not like this, and I promise I'll be on better behavior for this.
I'm actually a surgeon. I have very steady hands. This isn't like me at all. And I'm going to give you this coupon for one free surgery to make up for interrupting your meal.
I would show everyone how good I was with the chopsticks.
Yeah.
Just everyone watching. Very
steady.
Delicate, very steady.
I would like you two to know that it also hurt a great deal. So while you're laughing over here, you should know that I'm in a great deal of physical pain.
It also hurt that neither one of you has asked how I'm doing.
I'm a costume designer.
Do you think they are going to do an episode of Mr. Bean where he's in a conveyor belt sushi restaurant? I think it'd go a little something like this. I'm not actually going to
do it. You see the train moving out of the station, and you're like, wait. And then you kick the train off the rails.
All right, but think about Mr. Bean in a sushi conveyor belt restaurant.
He ends with it on his naked body.
Guys.
How we get to there. He's a human platter. We can all agree to that.
It's a fucking life hack. If you're ever on stage at a live show, don't listen to this part.
No, if wait.
If it feels like the energy's flagging on stage at a live show, you just say, imagine if Mr. Bean did this. And then the audience is going to have their own jokes that they do in their head for a while. And it's like Inception. They put them there themselves. It's the best kind of jokes.
If you are not thinking about Mr. Bean while you are watching our show also, you're really only getting half of the
this
experience.
This is a dual screen experience.
It's only half as funny as it could be if you were also imagining Mr. Bean.
You know how
into
scientists
hijinks.
Believe that human beings only use 10% of their brains to watch My Brother, and Me? We here at Maguire Enterprises have a pill that's going to let you use the other 90% to imagine what Mr. Bean would be doing at a conveyor sushi.
He eats a big ball of wasabi. Imagine his fucking face, guys.
The chopsticks alone are going to give you 20 minutes of material.
Oh, my God. So much good stuff.
He goes
stuff.
To snap them in half, and like one and a half goes, and he's just got half of a chopstick in one hand.
That's funny.
Let's keep workshopping.
I'm a costume designer in theater. Throughout my job, I found myself frustrated when the adults I work with do not understand basic concepts or have care for their clothing. I often have to explain over and over what can and can't go in delicate bags, or their costumes will not be washed, if they don't put in a laundry basket, etc. I even had an actor recently try to steam a shirt while he was wearing it, which...
That's good. That sounds good to me.
Seems okay.
Yeah. You want to try to steam it while it's wadded up on the ground? Come on.
How can I gentle parent my adult coworkers into understanding basic laundry and clothing care? That's from Consumed.
Confused.
Not Consumed. That would be terrible. Confused customer in Multnomah County.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard. Can once a year... Can the president come out and say...
The president of what?
America. Come out and be like, what's up, gang? This is how we're doing laundry now.
Because I remember early on, everybody was wild about separating whites and colors out. And then I did that for a couple of times, and I didn't really get it. So I never did that again.
We got better at making clothes that weren't white. I think we got better. It's not just throwing some dye at it and hoping it stays on there for the rest of time. I think we got better.
I recently saw I'll get a TikTok from some competent seeming person who's like, you're still using fabric softener, pervert. It's like, what's wrong?
The president to come out and be like, if you're still using fabric softener, by the way, you're a fucking pervert.
We're all on the laundry rinse now. I never even knew that was an option.
I would like to get like a PDF printout of what can go in the dryer and what I need to hang up that I can reference every time.
Every shirt should just have a big design on the front of it that's like, go for it or nah.
Yeah, small as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
I recently had to replace my washer, and it has AI functionality built into it.
Why not? Yeah.
Wait.
Sure.
But, like, seriously, though, do we need them for this one? I mean, if they're dirty, we clean them. If they're wet, dry them. I mean, I don't know what intelligence we need in here, right?
The only thing it's going to, like, learn and repeat is, like, these are getting grosser. Hey, man, I'm worried about you.
These are starting to smell.
You've made a lot of choices I can't agree with.
You've done the hot tumble button like 20 times to avoid having to fold them. Are you sure you're doing okay? You keep throwing in a wet towel and drying them all again. Are you all right?
Please clean my lint trap. I'm so full.
Please.
I think that the problem is when you're a theater costume person and you're dealing with this, the problem is that in the show, the person's character doesn't do laundry.
Oh.
And they're so deep in character that they're like, what even is this?
Yes. That's a good point.
What do I do with
these
socks?
This is Little Women. We're putting on Shittle Women tonight.
Also, we're getting shut down tomorrow.
We're getting shut down.
Nobody bought any tickets at all, actually.
They washed their clothes with like a big sharp metal board, and they would dunk them in poison and stuff. That's all I know.
It's all I know. You must do these for me while I sit on my iPhone backstage, not worrying about it anymore.
It's better with you.
Justin?
Travis?
Look in front of you right now. What do you see?
Computer screen.
Yeah, that's right. You know why?
Read an ad?
Well, I mean, yes, but more so, I was going to say, because like so much business is done online these days.
I'm doing my business right now. You caught me at my office, listener. This is my office.
You've caught Justin doing business, like a real business grown-up. That's right. We're business grown-ups, and you can't take that away from us.
You know why it really became real to me, Trav?
When's that, Justin?
The day that we opened a website. That was the day, once we finally had a website, that was when my dream of having my own podcast, I feel like it finally started to become real.
Okay, I mean, we'd done a lot of episodes before that, if I remember correctly.
It's impossible to say, but the important thing is a website. And Squarespace is going to help you make a website that makes your dream into a reality so you can live your dreams like podcasting superstar Justin T. McElroy.
That's right.
They have world-class designers that are going to make you have a website that you are proud of, whether or not you think you deserve that or not. And yeah, I see you. And I know you think you don't, but you do.
And listen, our computer overlords, they're coming in, right? They've got cutting-edge AI technology over there to do design intelligence, right? So just another thing that robots can do for you as we lose the ability to do it ourselves. So there, fantastic. You got that.
That's huge for you. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/mybrother. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Justin, have you ever thought about how when the robots take over, phrases like get off my nuts or like huff my nuts will like be like a whole new meaning for them? Like it'll be funny because they'll have like nuts and bolts and stuff.
I think the place that's really going to mess them up the most is Chip Drop. Because Chip Drop...
You don't even want to play in the space with me of like talking about like robot nuts.
I was doing it. I was doing
it.
Or
if they said like, I got a bolt.
No, Trav, I was doing it because Chip Drop, they would be like, why do you want to drop your chips? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need them for processing tasks.
Uh-huh. And like but that's truck not nuts, when they're building a truck, they'd be like, I do not get it.
But it's not this kind of, that kind of chip. It's the kind of chip that is made from wood. This is a
that
really...
would blow a robot's mind.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, that would actually freak them out. So.
If you're building on a steampunk wooden robot,
No, this is
picture
a. This
it.
Is,
Justin,
this
picture
is, I'm
it.
Trying to tell you about Chip Drop, which believes in empowering people to do cool stuff, like growing food for the first time, chopping firewood, planting a flower garden where there wasn't one before. It encourages people to transform their yards and communities by providing free wood chips and information about how to use them. That's the whole thing.
I do like that. That's
the chips are free for gardeners. It comes with a little sweat, but saves you some cash. Chip Drop saves small business owners thousands of dollars a year in green waste management. Amazing. Wood chip mulch is awesome for your garden. It turns into soil like magic. Fantastic.
It turns dirt into soil.
It turns
the
dirt.
Wood will not, Justin, the wood will not turn into soil like magic.
It turns dirt into soil like magic. That would be incredible wood. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they're yeah. just. But you can sign up for free wood chip delivery at chipdrop.com. Arborists, if you're out there, sign up at chipdrop.com and start saving your business all kinds of money.
Hi, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Ella.
And we're the host of Comfort Creatures.
We could spend the next 28 seconds telling you why you should listen, but instead, here's what our listeners have said about our show, because really, they do know best. The show is filled with stories and poems and science and friendship and laughter and tears sometimes, but tears that are from your heart being so filled up with love.
A cozy show about enthusiasm for animals of all kinds, real and unreal. If you greet the dog before the person walking them, or wander around the party looking for the host's cat, this podcast is for you.
So come for the comfort and stay for Alexis's wild story about waking up to her cat giving birth on top of her. So if that sounds like your cup of tea
or coffee, Ella, we're not all Brits,
then join us
every Thursday at MaximumFun.org.
Hey, this is Mike Cavallon,
Ify Wadiwe,
and Sierra Cotto,
the hosts of TV Chef Fantasy League,
where we are currently using fantasy sports rules to watch Great British Bake Off,
or the Great British Baking Show as it's known here in America.
We've drafted the bakers onto our teams, and now those bakers are earning us points based on how they're doing on the show.
And at the end of the season, one of us will win the prestigious TV Chef Fantasy League trophy crown. What is the...
Yeah, I don't know. I keep forgetting to order something. Probably just dinner. Anyway, subscribe to TV Chef Fantasy League and play along with us at home.
Or just listen in as we cry over our bakers' soggy bombs.
On MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to grab a charger. We got to start setting up the live questions. We're going to do live.
Sure, Juice. Absolutely. We're going to jump over and start doing some live questions while Justin apparently goes and grabs a charger for his ailing laptop. We have asked for these ahead of time. So please.
And we've also chosen them ahead of time. So if like we don't say your name, please don't come up.
Please don't come up. It would be so bad and so uncomfortable. And don't fall down when you come up to the microphone.
What's
going on, guys? My name is Richard Stink. I'm like a synth influencer about fragrance.
Richard, Justin's going to be so sorry he missed you.
Yeah, he always misses me. It's so weird how it happens.
You can wear his hat if you... What do you think of that hat, Richard?
No, I'm a man. I wear a man's clothes. I smell like a man. I wear a man's clothes. And now these days... Here at Rose City Comic Con in Portland, Oregon. I love this town. I'm excited to announce here that I'm branching out from just being an excellent fragrance guy and loving Jesus a lot.
You're branching out from that.
I'm branching out, guys. I gotta get different revenue sources. Everybody gets this, I understand. So I've become a novelist. I'm writing. I'm a writer now.
Huh.
And I'm excited. Oh, I got some fans already. I'm excited.
No, they just like books.
I've been doing signings of all the books. I'm getting pretty deep
now. Wait, how many books have you written?
That's an excellent question, Trav. Thank you so much, man. I thought it would be a really good time for me to like go through some of the books I'm writing.
It's been like 3 months since the last time we talked to you.
Yeah, I've been
You've written plural books.
Yeah, it's a series, right? Like it. You guys got the omnibus. Did I sent you an omnibus.
I love the way you say that word, Richard.
Omnibus.
Yeah, I got it.
All
of
them. Oh, you did? Did you?
How many omnibi did you make?
You opened the box from me that I sent you. How many were in there?
The last time I opened a box from you, I was knocked unconscious for 3 days by the scent. I didn't open it.
I'd love to show you the cover reveals for a lot of these aren't out yet, but this is early sneak preview if you want to see.
NDA,
right? Friendia, you're not going to blab about it on X to Everything app. Okay, let's go. Book one, let's go, Paul.
Okay, so hold on.
This is the first book in the series.
Yeah, man.
I want to listen. There's so much to talk about. The Richard Stinkman.
Right, it's a pen name. Ha ha. In case I ever mess up too bad, I can still be the book guy. If Richard Stink ever mess up really bad, Richard Stink been a different guy.
Yeah.
No problem.
Or if the book man messes up too bad, Richard Stink can keep on power. It's a good idea.
A lot of people never think about this, but that's the first gate. Aroma Gate opens. It's, as you can see there, it says right on it, the grand beginning of the Aroma Gate saga.
Okay, that looks like a Stargate, kinda.
But it also kind of looks like Xena's chakra.
Well, it's...
Chakra?
Hey, listen. The other thing about this that was so important to me is I wanted to use zero AI. So this is... I woke up at 5 this morning and learned how to do Canva. So be patient, because Canva is all right for some things, but not so great with others. And sometimes they try to trick you into using AI, and I hate that. Let's see the second book, Paul.
Oh, God.
The Aroma Gate closes. Now, this is book two of the Aroma Gate saga.
Yeah. Is it
now? It says at the bottom here, Richard Stinkman, author of book. Number one book, The Aroma Gate opens.
Does that mean number one in the series, The Aroma Gate series? Or
yeah, but you can put number one there if it is also the first.
Okay, cool. A
but
good trick.
People think it's a big seller.
Can you give us like any kind of plot sort of like...
I have not gotten... It's just like whatever. You get... Like it's Aroma Gate stuff. Like it's Aroma Fantasy.
What's the Aroma Gate?
You guys do the nerd stuff. You should know about it. It's magic spells. I don't know. You get so hung up on details.
Did you say spells or smells?
Third book. You're probably guessing what it will be already, but yes. It's Brink Lords, a Set Files mystery.
And it's soon to be a major motion picture, you say?
Yeah, I actually went ahead and mocked up a cover for the adaptation.
This looks really...
Huh.
It still says Richard Stinkman on it.
That's the author. This is the book version of the movie version of Brink Lords, a Set Files mystery.
Can we see...
Soon to be a major motion picture.
Next yeah. one.
Now a major motion picture. Excellent.
I did both, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
And what is a Brink Lord?
I don't know. Like sci-fi. There's a cat in it. And space cat. I don't know.
Yeah, all right,
Brink Lords, a Scent Files mystery. It's different from Aromagate, but it's still like part of it. It cross over.
Okay, but Scent, cool. Scent down there is S period, C period. What do they stand for?
I don't know. Like... You guys get so hung up on this stuff. Like, I want you to leave the audience a little room to fill in between blanks.
Did you just get a bunch of book covers made, Richard?
Next cover, we're back to the Aroma Gates, everybody. But listen, it's at the top, sets this one up. If you look at the top of this one, it says, what if one gate was just the beginning?
Okay.
Now, this is the third movement of the Aroma Gate saga.
That's yes. so interesting that they're movements now.
Yes. This is the... Well, that's a different gate.
This one looks like it was drawn by Harold in the Purple Crayon.
Did you expect there would be a second gate?
I guess not. No, but Whew. Not knowing what the first...
What other surprises could be in store if I give that away on the cover, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you know the answer to that.
Like,
who is your co-star there?
A lady... I don't know if it's a romance or a sister or what. Like
a romance.
People buy a cover.
a romance, because it's aroma.
Oh, I think if you don't need to do that.
That's good. Next up.
I'm giving away gold.
Now. Oh, shit, yeah, man. Huh. Holy shit, yes.
Now you got me, yes. Now you're getting excited by this crew.
Yeah.
You're getting excited about this team.
Fuck yeah, I am.
I'm in it? Wait, fuck, I'm in it?
I thought you'd like that. It's your guy, Magnus, the guy you pretend to be.
I fucking love it.
He's in the book, too, man.
Hell yeah. Wait,
what the fuck? What just happened?
Well, Paul ruined my joke, but...
Fight together or die alone.
Wilson the football is not really in it. That's a joke for you guys. It's actually Hercules.
All right.
And it's the cat is back because people actually like the cat a lot.
From the Brinklords.
The Brinklords cat crosses over into
Who's
this.
Who's the guy in the middle?
That's Armando Murillo. Sorry, he's the nose behind CK1.
Okay, yeah, I didn't
Mark
know.
Jacobs Daisy. It's Armando Murillo, one of the greatest sin creators.
And bottom left there,
Yeah, which king is that?
He's just an old king, man. You guys get so hung up. He's like a fantasy king.
And who's that in the top left?
What? That's me.
Is it possible to do another swap and get the Wilson volleyball back in it? Because I was way more excited about that.
You guys don't like an incredible strongman Hercules?
I wouldn't say my problem with it is Hercules, but maybe with the actor, I'm a bit disappointed.
Okay, we'll skip ahead.
Next joke. Faux, yeah.
So this is a back to the beginning of the start.
Or every origin has a beginning.
That's true. You cannot argue with it. And then this is the first aroma gate.
But now it's the Aromagate cycle.
Well, at first I wasn't counting the Scent Files one, but then I thought it'd be better if I had more.
Yeah, but one issue I'm seeing here is it does say the Aromagate cycle, book 6. I do think this is the 5th Aromagate book.
Sorry, no, that's the 5th Aromagate book. That's the 6th one. The 4th one is the... Sorry, you're so confused.
That says the 4th part of the Aromagate
cycle.
Right,
that is before we started counting the Scent Files.
Which made it into...
The Scent Files made it because I thought it'd be better if I had more. This is the publisher. It's not even me, Griffon. I'm not even making these decisions anymore.
Are you holding a disco ball?
Next.
Ha.
Now, hold on, Richard. Wow. Hold on, Richard.
This is a good one, man. This is the one I got rich off of.
Jesus rules all, especially on his birthday, is the tagline at the top.
Can we see the top of the page, Paul? Jesus rules all, especially on his birthday, the scent of Christmas, a scent files mystery, book 7 of Aromagate, is both.
Is both.
Now, who is Eliza?
I pretend to have a wife because people love that. The family audience. I'm trying to sell a lot of Christmas books. I thought it'd be better. Like, James Patterson does it. Richard Stink does it, too.
Oh, there he is.
That's a cameo for the fans.
Did you get a little bit of advice from Hercules to find out how to really appeal to this particular audience?
No, I just love Jesus so much. I want to celebrate his special day next book. Okay, I don't want to talk about this one. I changed my mind about AG 50,000. I regret AG 50,000. I don't want to talk about
who this is at all.
I don't want to talk about this.
But who is that?
I don't want to talk about AG 50,000 at all, Griffon. Please, I don't have any answers for you. I don't have answers. Don't ask. Next book.
Now.
What do you want to know about Travis?
Well, I think it would be book the 9th chapter of the Aromagate myth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Okay, it's the 9th book.
Oh, Richard, I didn't even see that you're in there. That's cool. A lot of authors don't do that.
She's a giant.
Is this like the Dune? Is it like a Dune sort of thing? Like a Dune? Do you know Dune?
Yeah, I know Dune. Timothy Chalamet's in it.
I mean, that's
obviously.
True.
So like he absolutely, when we were out there, guys, like last month or 2 months ago, before it came out in theaters, he was like, you gotta see this, Richard. This is gonna blow your mind.
You know Timothy Chalamet.
I said, I haven't seen the first one. Is that cool? And he was like, absolutely, no problem. I didn't get it, for real.
Is that Evangeline Lilly?
It's just the lady in the desert, man. I don't know. It's just a giant lady. I did. I went ahead. I got the novelization for this one all set, too.
This is a novel.
So the movie, when they do the movie, this will be the book of the movie.
Yeah.
Last book in the series. This is where it all ends.
Now, hold on.
Now, hold on.
You've noticed my marketing I came up with.
So
my wife, Eliza, actually came up with
my
it.
My wife.
She did the most of the editing. It's an amazing tribute to me and my legacy and our love.
That's really...
It's compiled posthumously from the notes of, because I pretend I died.
Yeah, sure.
More people buy it. They get sad. They hear about it on the news or TikTok or whatever. They go buy it.
Yeah.
No problem.
I see no problems with this plan whatsoever, Richard.
You want to see the last one or can you just see... Well, there's one.
You died, Richard.
Well...
I like...
Okay, Richard. So, this is obviously great. Another... I didn't see Jesus at first.
Yeah.
Right. This is a super team of kids.
Yeah.
That picks up right where the 10th book left off. It is 780 pages. But that is the entire franchise. I'll be signing books all the time forever to catch
where
up.
Where should I start with the Aromagate myth?
Excellent question, Griffin. It is a dark fantasy, so if you're not into that, I don't think you're going to love it. It's very dark. Your favorite characters die all the time. They turn bad. They turn back to good, back to bad again. It changes.
All right. So you're saying don't read these books?
Well, I didn't write them yet, but when I get going...
What would you compare, like, the tone of them to? What
I didn't write them yet.
What do you think they'll be?
Dark fantasy. Whatever sort of, like, hot right then. Like, I feel like whatever's on trend. The series is kind of a multi-generational spanning eras, except for AG 50,000. That one you shouldn't pretend exists.
But that you haven't written it yet,
it's
Richard.
Stupid. I hate AG 50,000.
You haven't written it yet.
Right. But if I could go back in time and not even come up with it at once, I would, because I don't have anything to support it.
It's not too late, is what I'm saying. You haven't made AG 50,000.
They're already putting this on X the Everything app. The cat's out of the bag.
Fuck, man. Thank
you. Please don't tell anybody, okay? Promise? Thank you.
Thank you so much. Richard's just leaving the stage now. Okay. This time for real, we're going to call people down to the microphone. It's here, house left, sort of in the middle. When you come down to the microphone, if you want to tell us your name, your pronouns, if you'd like, and then what your question is. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Hope. My pronouns are she, her.
Hi, Hope.
I'm an embryologist. So I help people that are struggling with infertility have babies. Thank you.
And I do podcasts. For all applauding for equally cool job.
We help people level, go, oh, I get it.
So part of my job is that I get to be the person that the guy, after collecting his semen sample, they get to hand me the cup.
Yeah.
Now, twice there, Hope, you did say, you get to do it. Are you sure that's the verb you want to go with?
Well, they pay me to do it.
Okay, cool.
But I never know what to say. Like,
yeah.
Whether that's, you know, thanks for coming or...
It's like, if you can deliver it absolutely 100% down the middle straight, no cracking at all, and then just barrel them, just stare straight at them and dare them to break, that's really good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Or hit them with a full fucking Charles Nelson rally, like, thanks for coming, is the other option. One of those two... different sort of poles are the ones you want to navigate.
What about, ooh, hot. Why is it so hot?
It's not supposed to be
what
hot.
What did you do? It's so hot.
Oh, wow.
It's burning my fingers.
And you swirl it around, you go, look at the legs on this one.
No.
Ah, the notes. It's amazing.
Can you go, what about flip challenge? Yo!
So much.
I have had people say it's usually more. I'm sorry.
They go back in there and do it again. Don't bring your B game to this.
So one guy did think that he had to fill up the whole cup.
He came out dried out like that one SpongeBob picture. Is this enough?
He was in there for like an hour and a half. He felt so bad that he couldn't fill up the cup. And we're like, it's... okay.
And was there not a point in that hour and a half where somebody thought we should check on him?
I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, that's
do
a good...
You?
Yeah, Travis, you tell me how you lead that conversation off.
Hey. You would think that there is one highly paid but hopefully underused person who has the role of person who knocks on door.
Yeah. It would be a sick place to hide a body if you think about it, right? Because nobody's going to barge in there.
They just need some more time.
They'll find it. They'll find their rhythm. I would just
can you go, yuck?
No, don't do that.
Wait, what's this?
Why would you hand me that?
You put what in here? No, no, no.
When I had to do the tests, they had a ledge, and you would flip a switch to turn a light on and just leave it there to let them know it was there. And they said, and you just flip it on and leave. And then they had to call me because I sprinted so fast. They were like, we don't mean leave the building. You just the room. So I kind of like did a reverse bank job there. Just kind of busted out.
I also had to do this once, and I had to leave it in its sealed cup with the little sticker you put over it that says, like, grade A stuff. My best.
Michael's secret stuff.
And then I left it. They had like this wire like shelf that I recognized as IKEA furniture, and it felt like a weird place to leave my seed.
The last time I did it, they couldn't use it because I just blasted a hole straight through the bottom of the cup. And they got very concerned for a lot of reasons.
I know this. None of this has been helpful, but I need to do anything I can to move on right now. Do you understand? Thank you very much for understanding.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. I'm Cameron. Hi, him.
Hi, Cameron.
Hello.
So my question was, I'm an electrician. That's what I do for work. My question was, are there any cool things I can say when I get shocked at work that aren't fuck?
Okay, yeah. That was going to be my first suggestion, so I'm glad.
I want to do something cooler. Everybody does that. That's old hat.
So are you in the field during your life? Are you in someone's home?
I do commercials, so like in people's businesses.
Okay. Yeah. That's slightly different, yeah. I would say. Because I don't want to hear basically anyone scream in my home ever for any reason.
I mean... You wrote in the email, obviously, anything other than Bazinga, because I always say yeah. Bazinga every
yeah.
time I get shocked.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
yeah,
you no, meant no, other yeah. than Bazinga.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would yell. Do you try to move things with your mind after you do it every time?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Maybe
that's why I became an electrician.
Sure. You saw Zapped, and you were like, yeah. That seems good to me.
Maybe you could get shocked and then fall on the ground and just within a second stand up and say, where did I go? It feels like a year for me. How long was I out? And start telling a whimsical tale about the other side.
You're a pro, though. You got to play it off. You got to be yelling about it, literally anything else. Like, ah, dang, gas prices. Shoot. Shoot. I stubbed my dang toe.
I live on this stuff. Hit me again, daddy.
Yeah. I think the only way to do it is to play it off like you're the fucking shocker. And you're just like,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Mama Volts is here tonight.
That's why we do it.
Is there, hey, can I ask,
Is there an element of truth in the joke we've just made?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have to imagine.
Were you a kid that used to lick 9-volt batteries? I guess is what I'm asking.
I have to say that here in front of all these people?
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
You could just yell, this is your fault!
How often is this happening?
I mean, a few times a year at least.
Hey,
that's pretty good.
Turn off the power before you work on it.
Oh, that's for wimps.
Okay, I didn't know.
We did one time have a thing where I was trying to put in a ceiling fan in my house, and it turned out that whoever had like wired up our house previously had mislabeled everything in the breaker box.
Oh, fun.
So we had a very fun experience of me just like gently touching the like voltmeter or whatever to a thing and being like, no, not that one. Turn off another one. Yeah, still on. And I could feel the story of my life wrapping up. Well, we're getting to the last couple pages here.
Travis died as he lived.
Kind of being sort of careful. Yeah, I'm not. Have we helped you at all, Cameron?
Yeah,
what you
ton,
say?
Yes.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm Kate S.
Hi,
and
Kate.
My husband has the face shirts.
Yeah, so let's hear about that now.
So it started because I sleep with the TV on and he has to have zero light. So he gets a shirt and he places it over his face. And
oh, okay.
This is no different than I ever could have imagined. All the email said, all it said was husband face shirt. How do I get rid of them?
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
No, I want to hear the end of this question first.
But then I'll ask my question.
Yeah.
You ask your question, then just you do yours, I'll do mine. Then you ask another question.
So it turns into, if it falls on the ground, it's then a dead shirt. They fall behind. He can't find them. It's been a 5-year battle now.
Yeah.
And so I just need to get rid of them.
The face shirts that go on your husband's face while they are sleeping.
Maybe the laundry, too, that is like the incumbent of it, so.
That is the traditional sort of home of shirts.
Hey, I'm lost on the, it falls on the ground and it's a dead shirt.
What does that mean? Speak
on
that.
I guess if I'm hung up on one thing.
You'd have to ask him if it falls on the ground. Then
you don't want
to
put a dirty shirt on your face. I get that.
No, but you
it's
could.
It's our floor.
Yeah.
But you could wash it.
So when we read the question, we kind of assumed that you had a bunch of shirts with your husband's face on them. So my question is, if you were to have a shirt with your husband's face on it and then have a bunch of them, what do you think you would put on it? Because I thought that you would have that, and it's not my fault that you don't have that problem, really.
And in fact, if I may, what Justin's really opened up here is an opportunity to combine the two things. Well, you need some shirts with pictures of your husband's face on the inside, matching up where his face will go when he puts it over.
Place
and what's
face
that?
Here.
Put some Velcro one side on his face, the other side on the shirt face. It's not going anywhere now.
Yeah.
Boom. Maybe tie it around his face as tightly as you can.
That's the
All
problem.
Around.
He doesn't like things tight on his face, so thus the face shirt was born.
Maybe
no, hold on. No, what you just said is nutrageous. We've figured this one out already. We've figured out when the light gets in the eyes and it keeps you from sleeping. We have a few options, honestly, to handle this problem, and none of them is face shirts. Because face is also where most of the breathing work happens.
A lot of the holes are in
face. A lot of the good holes are up in this zone that I don't necessarily want a shirt on. I don't know that I could sleep with a shirt on my face. So no. I applaud you for recognizing that you need to get rid of these fucking shirts to save your husband's
life. What I would
life.
Do,
could you get a shirt with a tiny TV on the back of it that drapes over your face?
I think you should not watch TV tomorrow and see if he needs the shirt to fall asleep, Ricardo.
He still uses them.
He's become dependent on the shirt. No, I
oh,
need
no.
shirt. How many shirts did you pack, sweetheart? Twice as many as I'm going to need.
Yeah.
That's how many? Because I got to have a sleeping shirt every night.
Is it a different shirt every night? Or, okay, that's awesome. That's so great.
We got to get through the rest of these. I'll just say I don't think your husband should be allowed to sleep anymore.
Huh.
Just an option. Just an option. Does that help?
Yes.
I mean, if it would fix it.
Yeah. I think it would fix
Inarguably.
It pretty quickly. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Elliot. I use he, they pronouns.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi,
And so my question is about my mom's crafts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So me and my sister, we live in Oregon, and we...
love this city.
Love this city of Oregon. It's a great city.
It's not the first time he's done that either. He's done it in other cities before, and it's nothing. It's a nothing burger. Sorry, anyway.
It's okay. So we're from Missouri, and we both have birthdays in the summertime. So we went to visit my mom in the summer to see the family, and she wanted to give us our birthday presents in person. So she gave us a few different presents, and it was great. But one of the presents that me and my sister both got were her prescription bottles that she had spray painted black.
Yeah.
As a, just for us.
If I could read the question out loud, your mom painted the prescription bottles black and gave them to you to, quote, put some things in.
Yeah, because I think it's also important to note that she gave us four each.
Wow.
Four each?
So yeah. She wanted you to become geocachers or what?
I don't know. So my question is, if possible, how do I tell her that this is not okay? And if I can't do that, then what do I do with eight? Spray-painted... I have my own prescription bottles, but these ones are black.
I spray-paint my own prescription bottles, Mom. Did you, at the time, when she was like, you know, to put things in, did you say, like what?
I did, and she said, like your dice. And I don't know, like...
It would be actually extremely good to watch. It's a shame they're painted black, because it would be extremely good to be like, oh, nice, what is that, mahogany? A beautiful case, indeed. Yes, I have my dice right over here. It's in my mom's pill bottle.
Sugar, sugar.
I find this imbues them with just the right hint of mana.
Was there any suggestion of illicit substance being, that's what I assumed, is like, put your stash in here.
See, I don't know, because... Like, the dice was for me, but my sister's 17, right. Okay. And she doesn't play D&D, so I have no idea what she would do with these.
Do you or your sister have a lot of small pets that are maybe near the end of their life? That your mom was like, eventually you're going to need something to bury them in. Here you go.
That's also small.
Yeah. Yeah. I made you fish coffins. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I got you future lizard coffins.
They're more like the torpedoes they shoot Mr. Spock out of, you know?
I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles, Elliot, that this was a drugs thing. That your mom was like, hey.
Well, it is, but not how you think.
Because prescription bottles. Yeah, because they're prescription bottles.
Did you keep them? Did you keep these bottles? The bottles?
My friend told me that I needed to get rid of them quickly before I like have to do something within my house, but I do still have the four that my sister has because my mom made sure to pack them into her suitcase.
Okay.
So they're
then
in my
you're
house.
Gonna need to write little notes in them and then throw them into the nearest body of water until somebody else finds them.
Yeah. Write sweet notes into your mom and put them in there and then give them back next year. It's filled with all our great memories of the past year, Mom. It's a special gift just for you. Now it's your trash.
As it once was, now it is again.
Does that help?
The note can just say, put whatever you want in here, Mom.
Your dice.
Any stuff that you...
The last note is like, please fill these back up and treasure them. Does that help, Elliot?
So much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elliot. You.
You wrap up? Yeah. We can go ahead and turn the lights back off, right?
Yes, thank you all so very, very much for coming. We have some...
Please turn the lights off. Please
it's so bright, and there's so many of you.
Eyes are closed. Oh, thank God.
Thank you all so much for coming. Thank you for having us here at Rose City Comic Con.
Thank you to our ASL interpreters for being so kind.
Thank you, Paul, for keeping this train on the tracks. Thank you to our dad. We love this guy.
Thank you to Montaigne. That's pure Griffin bullying. I have to live so close to dad. I want it super clear. That's Griffin's pure bullying.
Thank you to Montaigne also for the use for a theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a great joke.
We also want to say thank you to Rachel, our sound person.
Yes,
do it without
and
Rachel.
Amanda, our business manager Danielle. Who came out here with us. Thank you all so much. Okay, we're going to give a wish up to Fungalore. Lord may he reign. If you all can just help us create just a pleasing sonic bath. And then, Travis, would you like to read the
I'd
wish?
I'd love to, yes, please. Okay,
so just wherever join, you're, wherever, whatever frequency.
Whatever feels right.
Wherever you're at. I wish more dive bars would turn on the disco ball.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.